The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. But this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So by a show of hands, who here has worked in a garden before? Yeah? Cool. What do they usually do when plants are fully grown?
Harvest them?
What if they're not yet fully grown and they're just barely beneath that?
Keep taking care of them.
Keep taking care of them, yeah. Any specific words you guys remember? Maybe they would have talked about. Watering. Sun and water. Yeah, that's good. Keep caring for it. All right, there's one word in particular I'm looking for. It starts with a P, and we heard it in the gospel today. Prune. Anyone know what you do with pruning? Yeah, very good. You trim it so that you make sure that it's growing correctly and you get rid of the unwanted pieces. The parts of it that aren't doing well, or that may have already even fully grown, but it's just like, you know what, that's going to take too much of your time or too much of the effort of the plant, so they cut that branch off so that more fruit can be produced. And so when we do this action of pruning on plants, it allows the plant to become more full, so it has a fuller blossom, a fuller bloom, and also it allows it to become, in some sense, much more beautiful than it would be without it. Does that kind of make sense with pruning? So this is effectively what Jesus Christ has, how his relationship is with our souls. So if you imagine your soul as a plant, think of it as a flower or a bush, I don't know, whatever image you want to use, but he goes in there when something has withered and he needs to cut it off. Or there's one part that's just too lopsided and the rest of the plant isn't growing well, you cut that part off too. But this pruning of our soul is something that Christ has to do in each of us so that we can grow much more fuller and so that our souls can be that much more beautiful for him. That's an important concept to remember, this pruning. What it looks like, it's going to be different for all of us. Sometimes it's not always the easiest thing to go through, this pruning, but we have to let it happen. We have to be open to God's pruning of our souls, of our faith, of our lives. But this is a good thing for us. So plants still, who here has smelled a weird smell after their lawn was cut, after it's been mowed? So this is the plant, the lawn, it's being pruned. Because it's getting too tall, and for our sake, we don't want tall grass. We want short grass, right? But that smell that it gives off is a byproduct of its pruning. So sometimes we're going to get probably a little angry at times. We're going to get distressed. We're going to get annoyed with the pruning that's taking place. But this isn't a bad thing. It's good that we get pruned. And so if we can accept that in our spiritual life, this pruning. But there are two things that are necessary for this to happen. For us to grow more full and for us to, our souls to really blossom and be that beautiful thing that we can offer to God. One is that we have to have that relationship with Jesus Christ, the gardener. We have to have a relationship with him. If we don't know him, if we don't love him, if we don't serve him, he can't prune our soul. And second, we have to let him. So those are two things that we have to remember today. So we need a relationship with Jesus Christ, and we need to let him prune our souls. All right.